When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The Toxic Woman, Gloria Ramirez, and the ER Anomaly. The darkness gathers, and with it, the whispers. I am Raven Vale, and this is Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we journey into a space of sterile efficiency, a place where life and death decisions are made in controlled chaos, the hospital emergency room. But on a cold February night in 1994 in Riverside, California, one such ER would become the stage for a medical mystery so profound, so terrifying, and so utterly inexplicable that it would leave seasoned professionals sickened, baffled, and forever questioning the boundaries of human physiology and the unknown. This is the chilling case of Gloria Ramirez, the Toxic Woman. The night began like any other at Riverside General Hospital. The emergency room was busy, a constant flow of patients, doctors, and nurses working under the hum of fluorescent lights. At approximately 8:15 p.m. on February 19th, 1994, 31-year-old Gloria Ramirez was rushed into the ER by paramedics. Her condition was critical. She was suffering from the advanced stages of cervical cancer, experiencing severe heart palpitations, shortness of breath, and disorientation. The medical team immediately sprang into action, their focus solely on stabilizing her. As the ER staff began their routine life-saving measures, a series of profoundly unsettling events began to unfold. Nurse Susan Kane was the first to notice something amiss. As she drew a blood sample from Gloria's arm, a strange, distinct odor began to emanate from the patient's body. It was described as a garlic-like or vaguely fruity smell, unusual but not immediately alarming. However, as the blood was drawn, the odor intensified, becoming almost chemical, and now a strong, pungent scent of ammonia filled the air around Gloria. The peculiar smell and the mounting pressure of the emergency were quickly compounded by a horrifying physical reaction from the medical staff themselves. Just moments after drawing the blood, Susan Kane began to feel lightheaded and nauseous. Her legs buckled and she felt herself falling backward. Another nurse, sensing her distress, managed to catch her. But Kane had to be immediately moved from the room, dizzy and disoriented. The terrifying chain reaction had begun. As more staff members gathered around Gloria Ramirez, attempting to insert an IV line or defibrillate her failing heart, the invisible contagion spread. Another nurse, Peggy Hall, approached the bedside, and within seconds, she too collapsed, falling unconscious. Dr. Julie Gorchinski, a resident physician, leaned over Gloria to attend to her. She immediately felt a burning sensation on her face, described a metallic taste in her mouth, and began to experience sudden muscle spasms and difficulty breathing. She stumbled backward, her vision blurring, collapsing onto the floor. Chaos erupted in the ER. The controlled environment devolved into a scene of panic and confusion. Medical personnel, trained to handle every emergency, were suddenly themselves the victims of an unseen assailant. As more and more staff members entered the room to assist, they too began to experience the same symptoms: nausea, dizziness, breathing difficulties, muscle spasms, and sudden fainting. Some even reported losing consciousness multiple times. The air around Gloria Ramirez seemed to be toxic, a localized zone of contagion that sickened anyone who came near her. One by one, terrified nurses and doctors had to be dragged out of the room, many collapsing in the hallways. In total, 23 staff members became violently ill, and 5 were hospitalized with serious symptoms, some experiencing severe organ damage, including neuropathy and hepatitis, symptoms that would linger for months, even years. Amidst the escalating chaos, another chilling observation was made regarding Gloria Ramirez's blood. When a second blood sample was drawn, not only did the strong, pervasive ammonia smell fill the room, but the syringe itself contained something profoundly abnormal. Strange, yellowish, manila-colored crystals were seen floating within the blood sample. This defied all known physiological or chemical properties of human blood, adding another layer of bewildering impossibility to the unfolding nightmare. Despite the valiant, if increasingly terrified, efforts of the remaining healthy staff, Gloria Ramirez's condition continued to worsen. She died shortly after 8:50 p.m. that night, while her underlying cervical cancer was noted as the primary cause of death. The true, terrifying mystery lay in the inexplicable toxic event that had sickened an entire emergency room. The incident immediately triggered a massive, high-stakes investigation. The Riverside County Public Health Department, hazmat teams, the police, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, all descended upon Riverside General Hospital. The ER was evacuated, quarantined, and forensic teams meticulously scoured the room, searching for any trace of a chemical spill, a gas leak, or an airborne toxin. They checked the air, the equipment, the ventilation system. Every test came back negative. No known chemical or gas was detected. No plausible explanation for the sudden illness of so many medical professionals could be found. Initial theories of mass hysteria or psychogenic illness were considered, but the physical symptoms, the visible organ damage in some cases, and the bizarre nature of Gloria's blood largely ruled out a purely psychological explanation. The investigation eventually focused on dimethyl sulfoxide, DMSO. Gloria Ramirez, suffering from terminal cancer, had reportedly been self-medicating with DMSO, a common industrial solvent used as a topical pain reliever and anti-inflammatory, often acquired through unofficial channels. The leading theory, proposed by the Riverside County Coroner's Office and later supported by the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory, suggested that the DMSO in Gloria's body, perhaps applied as a gel, underwent a series of bizarre chemical transformations. Upon contact with the oxygen in the ER, or possibly triggered by the electrical defibrillation attempts, the DMSO was hypothesized to have converted into dimethyl sulfone, DMSO2, a crystalline solid, and then, terrifyingly, into dimethyl sulfate, DMSO4, a highly toxic gas. This gas, an alkylating agent, could have attacked the staff members, causing their symptoms and organ damage. The ammonia smell could have been a byproduct of this reaction. However, this DMSO theory remains highly debated and has never been definitively proven or universally accepted by the scientific community. Critics point out the unlikelihood of such a complex chemical cascade occurring in the human body, or of DMSO4 being produced in sufficient quantities to cause such widespread illness without a clear source. The sheer rarity of such an event, the specific symptoms, and the bizarre blood findings have continued to baffle experts for decades. The case of Gloria Ramirez, the toxic woman, remains a profound medical enigma, a chilling footnote in the annals of unexplained phenomena. What truly happened in that Riverside ER, dear listeners? Did Gloria Ramirez's dying body become a walking chemical factory, inadvertently unleashing a deadly, invisible gas on those trying to save her? Was the DMSO theory, though scientifically plausible, merely an attempt to provide a rational explanation for a phenomenon that defies true understanding? Or was there something else, something beyond our current scientific comprehension, that transformed Gloria Ramirez into a source of inexplicable horror, turning a life-saving environment into a zone of terror? The terrifying implication is that the human body, in its final moments, or under extreme conditions, can become something utterly alien, something that carries an unseen, deadly curse, leaving behind only the profound mystery of an emergency room full of medical professionals inexplicably sickened by one woman's blood. Until next time, when the whispers grow louder, good night.